Two back-to-back runs by Cuthrell. He gets him inside the five. This time he gets him down to the goal line. They love their triple I formation with Cuthrell all the way back there. Don't be surprised he gets it one more time.
And it's a handoff to the right side, and Lakers stuffs him in the backfield as it is a handoff to number six Sawyer Cuthrell, James Stork on that tackle for a loss of a yard back to the two-yard line. And now second and goal.
I know that's what Cass City likes to do. I'm not sure I would do it. It's very predictable that they are going to give the ball to Cuthrell. He's that third option. He's probably 5-6 yards deep, so he's got to make a 7-yard run to get in the end zone. I'd give it to the up man.
Maryland I now for Cass City. Down close to the end zone. Touchdown, Cass City. Nick Perry in for the end zone. Touchdown run for Cass City. We have a one-point ball game. 14-13 Lakers leading for the moment as the extra point coming up for Cass City trying to tie this one all at 14 apiece.
Cass City been struggling in the red zone this season, and part of the problem, I think, is they're a little bit predictable, Clark. It was very easy to call that Cuthrell was going to get the ball over and over and over. They go away from him one time, and they score a touchdown. Nick Perry bowls his way into the end zone. Now the left-footed kicker, Lounsbury, on the attempt.
Lounsbury's kick is up, and it is wide
to the right.
It is wide to the right. It was a pop straight up. Had the distance, but it went off the side of his foot. No good. So Lakers leading by one, 14-13 with 5:16 left in the fourth quarter on the WLEW Sports Network.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company is community-minded. This is Mike LePage from Thumb National. When it comes to our local schools and their athletics, Thumb National is here supporting our students and cheering them on. We are your hometown financial team with products and services specifically tailored to our area and your needs. So come see the difference Thumb National Bank and Trust can be for you. With locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and Bay City, where the expert financial service you need is always close at hand. Member FDIC.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Both fan bases excited. Lakers hanging on to that one-point lead, 14-13, after a missed extra point from Cass City. Lounsbury, as Cass City kicks this one off, 5:16 remain in regulation. This is a big boot from Mason Erla. Cass City kicks it over the heads of Lakers' deep man, Trent Cunningham and Brennan Wisner. So this will be a touchback. So Lakers will start their drive at the 20-yard line, first and 10. That last drive for Cass City covered 3 minutes, 45 seconds, and 80 yards, which is exactly the same amount of yardage in their first touchdown drive, which consisted of 3 minutes, 31 yards.
I'm going to say in a very similar time as well. At the end of the third quarter, Ubley leads Marlette 36-12. Thank you for that update out there.
First and 10 from the 20, two wide each way. Wisner in the pistol. And it's going to be a handoff. A man in motion is Keegan Valentine, and he's pushed back. And no gain in the play when he's brought down at the 20-yard line. Brought down by the Cass City front line. Second and 10 from the 20.
The tackle there, number 66, the senior Ryan Schmidt, gets his first tackle of the evening.
Second and 10 from the 20. Lakers hanging on to that one-point lead, 14-13. Less than 5 to play in the fourth quarter.
Well, if you're a Lakers fan out there at home, you are in dire need of a first down.
They have not scored since that first half. Brennan Wisner with the keeper himself. He's all the way nearly out to the 30-yard line. Finally tripped up at the 28-yard line by Brad Hacker. Short of the first down by about 2 yards. Third and 2 to go. First down markers at the 30-yard line. Lakers looking to the sideline for the next play call. 4 minutes, 19 seconds remain in regulation. If they can march down this field methodically, that would nearly be enough for a ball game.
Yeah, Lakers going to that pistol formation, read option. Wouldn't be surprised to see it again with Wisner even keeping it himself.
Wisner on the carry. Dives forward for the first down all the way out to the 32-yard line. He could have been brought down in the backfield, but on the second effort, gets across that 30-yard line and the first down marker out to the 32 for a 4-yard gain, first and 10.
He's slippery. He's quick, Clark, and he's very strong as well. A little Florida Gator-style offense, spread everybody out and snap the ball right to him, and he just bowls forward and just dives ahead for the first down. A fresh set of downs, and the clock is now a big enemy to the Redhawks.
Lakers taking their time. 3:43 left in fourth quarter. Lakers 14, Cassidy 13. First and 10 from Lakers zone, 32-yard line, left right across the radio. Wisner keeps it for himself and keeps those feet moving all the way out to the 34-yard line before forward progress is stopped by just a big bunch of Cassidy tacklers. 71, Brady Warford with the tackle and the stop. He's a foot taller than everyone else. He's Big Bad John out there, 6'6", 245, kind of broad on the shoulders and narrow the hip. Everybody knew you didn't get no lift to Big John.
Brady Warford plugging the hole there, not letting Brennan Wisner get too far up the field. Second down and long, maybe 7 or 8 to go.
7 yards to go on second down from the 35-yard line. Wisner in the pistol, keeps it for himself, runs to his right, gets out to the 32-yard line, and now we have whistles and a timeout called by Cass City with 2:49 left. In regulation, Cassidy trails by 1 point, 14-13, to the hosting Lakers on the WLEW Sports Network.
ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties wishes all area football teams a great season. At ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties, no job is too big and no question too small. So when fire or water damage strikes your home or business, call the team of specialists that responds faster to any size disaster. When the things that matter most to you are on the line, you want ServPro of Huron in Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties on the job, helping make fire and water damage like it never even happened. Call 989-673-7680. That's 989-673-7680. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Third and 6 for the Lakers. 2:52 left in the fourth quarter. Lakers leading Cassidy 14-13. It was 14-0 Lakers at halftime. Cassidy with two scores in the second half. That's all the scoring there's been. Brennan Wisner with yet another keeper has the first down and loses his footing at the 44-yard line with the help of Brad Hacker. But it's enough by a yard to move the chains. First and 10 from the 44.
Well, design run. Brennan Wisner was going to take it the whole time. Even if he did run a little bit of a read option, he goes right through the middle, Clark. He knew where the first down marker was. He got across that line, and he went to the ground to protect himself. He gets the first down, a fresh set of downs, and now Cass City in a world of trouble with only two timeouts left. The clock running down on him, and a first down and fresh set of downs now for Wisner and company.
Wisner with 18 carries, 71 yards on the night. First and 10 from the 44 of Lakers' own territory. Handoff to Hunter Seeley. Breaks free of two tackles, but he's still at that original line of scrimmage. And then the third tackle finally brings him down, and we have another timeout by Cass City. That's their second of this second half. Brought down by number 85, Parker Hare. It's going to set up a second and 9. We'll return right after this with 2:14 remaining. Lakers leading 14-13 on the WLEW Sports Network, your home for high school football.
You wouldn't get tires at an air conditioning shop, so why would you have your air conditioning system fixed at a muffler shop? Bring it to the experts at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in BedEx. They have the proper equipment, parts, and take the extra time to find the problem and give you a permanent repair, all at a reasonable price. Leak detection, recharging, compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment. They sell radiators, gas tanks, charge air coolers, oil, and transmission coolers.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We are your air conditioning specialist. Have it fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. That's 269-7101.